Penguin Audio presents The Battle of the Frogs and the Mice by George W. Martin. Read by Graham Malcolm. But before I praise the dead, I should like to point out by what principles of action we rose to power, and under what institutions and through what manner of life our empire became great. Pericles, Funeral Oration. Let history record, 'twas Puffjaw first the war did start, though later he denied it. It happened thus. The incident. One day a mouse, hot and thirsty, just from a weasel's jaws escaped, crept to the edge of the pond to cool his muzzle in the water. There, from a lily pad, Puffjaw spied him and called in such words as these: "Stranger, who are you? By what right do you take water from the frog's pond?" To which the mouse, his strength still spent, remembering the weasel and uncertain of the frog, replied, "Crumb Snatcher is my name, son of Cake Eater the Stout-hearted, and Quern Licker, daughter of Hamnor the King. In the mouse hole she bore me, and there nourished me with figs and nuts. I drink now to slake my thirst, as all creatures must. Nature's law it is, and nature the pond provided." Puffjaw, observing the mouse to be alone, pushed off from the lily, and with long, slow strokes, so the mouse might admire the strength of his legs, stopped just short of the shore, and said, "I am Puffjaw, king of the frogs, reared by my father Peleus, who mated with Water Lady on the banks of the Eridanus. This pond is the frogs, the shore too, for we have tamed the air and learnt to leap on land as well as plunge beneath the surface of the water. In return, nature has enlarged our realm." "But drink," he urged, hopping up the bank beside the mouse. Crumb Snatcher sucked in the water slowly, while he surveyed the frog whose sleek green skin glistened with the water's sheen. Then raising his head and straightening his whiskers, he observed simply, "Nature has twice blessed the frogs in granting life on land and pond." Then Puffjaw answered with a smile, "No need for caution. I'm your friend, and eager only to exhibit the many marvels of our realm, both in the pond and on..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?